Today we are doing Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting on the seventh line of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, right? Seventh line. Tanya Nami Achi, beginning of the line. Ah, perfect, Yosef. Tanya Nami Achi, beginning of the line. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nelson Omer, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moleh B'Tfilas Shel Rabim. How do we know that Hashem does not become disgusted with the tfilos of the masses? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yimas. Uksiv, Hadal B'Shalom Nafshi Mikarevli. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kala Osek B'Torah B'Gemilas Chasadim, U'Mispal L'Matzibur, someone who's involved in Torah, and Chesed, and Davins with the Tzibur, Malani Alav, Ki'ilu Pidani Li U'Lubanai Mibeinu Musa Olam. We treat it as if he has redeemed me and my children from amongst the Umasa Olam. That is, as if he has redeemed God and God's children from captivity. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses bi'iro ve'eino nichnas sham lispalel. If someone has a shul in a city and he doesn't go there to daven, nikra shachin ra, he is called a bad neighbor. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem al kol shochnei aroyim hanogim benachla asher inchalti es ami es Yisrael. So they are called the shochnei haroyim, the bad neighbors. When Rav Shechter was asked about a house minyanim for like mincha marav and things like that, he said, Gemara says it's a shachin ra, to not daven in a shul, to daven somewhere other than a shul. Velo od, and not only that, ela shegorim galus lo ulubanav, that he causes galus for himself and for his children. Shenemar, hineni notcha me'alan maslam, es beis Yehuda atosh mitocham, that I'm going to remove them from their land, it's going to go to galus. Omle v'rad Yochanan. Actually, before we get to that, davening, main point number two, davening with a minion is considered like redeeming Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Not davening in shul causes galus. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, ikasabi bebavel. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, ikasabi bebavel. They told Rabbi Yochanan there are old people in Bavel. Tama v'yamar. He said, what? He was shocked. There are old people in Bavel. It says, L'man yirbu yimechem v'mei v'nechem al ha'adama. Shteitin teire. It says that where is there going to be arichus yamim? Al ha'adama. In Eretz Yisrael, there's not supposed to be long life in Bavel. Al ha'adama k'siv. Aval b'chutz l'aretz lo. It sounds like in chutz l'aretz there's not supposed to be arichus yamim. So kivin d'armi le mekadmi mechashkmi lebe k'nishta. Amru hainu da'hanilu. Oh no, but they told him that the people in Bavel come to shul early and they stay in shul late. They spend all the time that they're supposed to be spending in shul. So he says, ah, now I understand why there's zocha ta'arichus yam. So a person thinks he's going to make up time by leaving shul early. He'll be able, or by coming late, that he'll have more time. He's going to have less time because he's not going to live long enough. Kadam Rabbi Shur ben Levi lebnei lek. Rabbi Shur ben Levi told his children, kadimu v'chashichu v'ailu lebei k'nishta. You should come early to shul ki echidil so that you'll have arichus yamim. Amar Ravach Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, what's the pasuk that indicates as such that being in shul for more time gives you arichus yamim? Ashrei Adam Shomea Li Lishkol Dal Dosos Yom Yom Lishmor Mezuzas Pischei Uksiv Basrei Kimotzi Matzachayim. After it says that you come to my doors and you're going through my house, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you're going through my shuls. Right away it says, and then you find life. So you see that it relates to long life. So main point number three, spending time in shul causes long life. And don't sit by the door, which we're about to see. Yeah. Apparently, the Gemara is saying that it gives you arichus yamim to be on time and to even be early and stay a little longer. I don't know if there's been any studies done, but you know, Gemara, I mean, I'm pretty sure there haven't, but Amar Rav Chista, Lo Oli Mekanis Adam Shnei Pesachim Beis HaKnesses. Person should always enter two doorways into the shul. And what if my shul has only one doorway? Shnei Pesachim, does it really mean you have to go through two doorways to get into the shul? No. Ela Eima Shir Shnei Pesachim. That a person should stay away from the door, two doorways amount of space away from the door. V'achar kach yisbal, then daven. Meaning, don't daven standing right by the door. Why not? Says Rashi, Shir Shal Shnei Pesachim, Rochav Yikanes Lefnim, the width of two doorways, that's how far into the shul you should go. Shal Yeshiv Samach LePesach, that you shouldn't be sitting right next to the door. Dinira Alav Kemasli Ikov Beis HaKnesses, because it looks like it's a burden to be staying in shul. V'yemizum and Samach LePesach Latzis, and it's as if you're standing by the door waiting to book at the first opportunity. That is not the body language you want to be giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to be showing him that that you are that you're very excited at the prospect of being able to have an audience with him, not that you're looking to get out of there as soon as you can. So that's why a person doesn't stand near the doorway of the shul. Alzos yispal kol chassid elecha le'es mitzav. That every chassid davens to you at an es mitzav. So what does es mitzav mean? The Gemara is going to have five pshatim in mitzav. Amar Rabbi Chanina, the es mitzav zu isha. Rabbi Chanina says it's a reference to a wife. Shnemar matza isha matza tov. When it describes getting married, finding a wife, it describes it as matza tov. So that's matza. It's matza and matza. B'marava kinas v'nishitza in Eretz Yisrael. When a man would marry a woman, amrile, they would say to him, hachi, as follows, matza or motze? Did you have a matza experience or a motze experience? What does that mean? Matza, d'chsev matza isha matza tov, v'yafakratzo me'ashem. That matza means, is a reference to the pasuk that it's matza tov, meaning was it a good experience? Or motze, d'chsev motze ani mar mimaves es ha'isha, that I found the woman to be more bitter than death. A good marriage is goodness, it's the very definition of goodness in life, and a bad marriage is more bitter than death. So when they used to get married, they would say, you know, what did you find? What was your experience? Was it matzah or was it motzi? It's most often up to the husband, it's what he makes of it. That's why they would ask him, what do you want this to be? How are you going to act? You can act in a way where it's going to be matzah, you can act in a way where it's motzi. So that is one interpretation of matzah. That it's a reference to Torah, because you see matzah matzah chayim, so that's a reference to Torah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, third possibility, leis mitzozu misa. Shnemar lemavis totzos. Tani namiyachi teisha meos ushlosha mine misa nivru ba'olam. There are 903 types of misa in the world. Shnemar lemavis totzos. Totzos begematria hachi havu. From the fact that it says lemavis totzos, that we darshan that since totzos the gematria is 903, that it must be that it's a reference to the types of death. Kasha shabakulan, the most difficult of all the deaths is askara. Nichash shabakulan, the best type of death, nishika, is death by kiss. Askara damya kichizra begavava da amra de la chori nashra. Askara is similar to the leaving of the neshama from the body, is like pulling a thorn out of the thick, clumped together wool on the hind of the sheep. That is apparently a very thick cluster of wool, and pulling a thorn out of such a thick cluster of wool is like, not, you know, like yanks the wool with it and it's painful. That is what the neshama leaving the guf is like when one dies of askara. V'ikadami, and some say it's kipituri b'pi veshet. It's like ropes going through a very, very tight hole. So it's, as you yank the rope, it's like ripping apart the edges of the rope. Nishika damya kimishchal binisa michalva. Nishika is soft and smooth. It's like pulling a piece of hair out of milk. It's just silky smooth. Comes right in. The shama leaving the body is like a natural exit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says a fourth possibility. What's leis mitzo? Leis mitzo zukvura. It's a reference to burial. Amar Rabbi Chanin, Maikra. Person should daven that even up until the last shovel full of dirt gets thrown on his kever, that everything should be b'shalom, that everything should go easily, that everything should go normally and nicely. And the fifth possibility, marzutra amar leis mitzozu beis kisei. That's to have available restroom facilities. The lack of available restroom facilities is very troubling. Amar Rava, when they heard this in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Hod mar zutra adifu mikulu. Yeah, wives are important, and kavura is important, and you know, all these dying the right death is important, but nothing is as important as having proper bathroom facilities. Okay. So, five pshatim and mitzvah, what were they? Isha, Torah, Kvura, Misa, Besakisa. Isha, Torah, Kvura, Misa, Besakisa. Omer le Rav le Rav and Bar Papa, Leimelon Mar, Mehani Milim Aliyah, Sadam, Rishmeid Rav Chista, Bemilid Be Knishta. Tell me some good Besakneses Torah. I want to hear nice things about Shul. Amalei Halchi Amrav Chista. Okay, I got one. Rav Chista said like this. Ma'idich Siv, Oish Vashem, Shari Tzion, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. What does the pasuk mean when it says that God loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob? Hashem loves the gates where Torah is learnt, the Sharim Tzion Ba'alacha, more than the shuls and the Bati Medrash. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, if you want to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you find him where there's Halacha being learned, the Dalet Amos of Halacha. That's where you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, by the way, one of the reasons why a lot of the Makoros and Chazal and Rishonim highlight the value of Torah as part of the tshuva process, because tshuva ultimately is a tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tshuva to get closer to Hashem, and that's where you find him. You find him where there's Torah learning. He says, it used to be, my old practice was that I would learn in my house and then I would daven in shul. Once I heard what Rabbi Chiya Barami said in the name of Ula. By the way, a whole bunch of statements of Rabbi Chiya Barami in the name of Ula we're having over here. This is already the second one, I think, right? Once I heard that Rabbi Chiya Barami says the name of Ula, it's just a repeat of the first one. But we're going to have a few more. That once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, all God has in this world is the Dalet Amos Halacha. Lo hav matzlin el hecha de garisnet. Then I became more makbid to only daven where I learned. Because where do you want to daven? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? That's why you're a shachin ra if you don't go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house to daven and you daven somewhere else. So where are you going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the place that you learn, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Dalet Amos Halacha. So he learned at home and he davened at home. Is that right? Meaning, he said, what did he say? It used to be my minhag was I would go to shul to daven. Learn at home, go to shul, daven. Now I daven where I learn. He didn't say I learn where I daven. He said I daven where I learn. So what's going on? Did he get a minyan together? Machlokas Rishonim. Pashas Rishonim say he must have gotten a minyan together, because it can't be that he missed out tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, they would only daven where they would learn. What?
We had it where?
We got to look at the little dollar and say the command of Laminam base. Okay, you had it ready if you're learning backwards. Okay. Va'am Rabbi Chiya Barami also teaches us as follows. I guess the point to summarize that was God prefers Shar Mitzvah and Balacha, so it's best to learn and daven in the same place. God hangs out in the Shar Mitzvah and Balacha, so it's best to daven and learn in the same place. Va'am Rabbi Chiya Barami Mishmedullah, again Rabbi Chiya Barami in the name of Ula, Godol an enemy Yegiyo Yosem Yirei Shemayim. It is greater what's said about somebody who benefits from his own hard work more than Yirei Shemayim, more than someone who has Yirei Shemayim. Not that the two are mutually exclusive, that someone who works hard doesn't have Yirei Shemayim, but we're saying, of the two things, you earn a greater compliment for working hard and benefiting from your own hard work, as opposed to benefiting off the backs of others, even more than someone who has Yirei Shemayim. Dila gabi Yirei Shemayim k'siv ashrei ish Yirei es Hashem. About someone who has Yirei Shemayim, we say, whoa, ashrei ish. Fortunate is the man who is Yirei es Hashem. When it comes to someone who works hard, it says Yigia kapecha kisochal ashrecha v'tovlach. It's double. It's ashrecha plus tovlach. Ashrecha bal vazeh v'tovlach liol abal. But notice by Yirei Shemayim, it doesn't say v'tovlach. Another one, Rabbi Chiya Barami in the name of Ula. Liolam yad rodam b'makom rabo. Person should live near his Rebbe. She calls man Shishim ben Gera kayam, lo nasa Shlomo's bas paro. As long as Shimon ben Gera was alive, Shlomo HaMelech didn't have the chutzpah to marry bas paro. Tanya marrying bas paro was part of his undoing. We know a little bit about Shlomo HaMelech. Chodesh Baruch Hu says that a king's only allowed to have X number of wives, X number of horses. Shlomo HaMelech said, yeah, but that's only because Shami Yasu Levavo, and I'm pretty strong, and I'm going to manage to overcome all of that. But it didn't work out in his old age. Tanya al yadur, but then we have another brayse that says, don't live near your Rebbe. Lo kasha. Had the lo kayifle. It depends if he is kafuf to his Rebbe, which means if if he listens. If he listens to his Rebbe and he accepts his Musar, Rashi says, if you listen to his Tochacha, you listen to his Musar, live near him. Otherwise, better to stay far away, because we have a concept that if you're going to do an Aveira anyway, much better to do it b'shogig than to do it b'mezid. So we would rather not educate a person who's going to do the Aveira anyway. The question is exactly what the parameters of that are. When can you say, you know what, I'll just ignore the whole mitzvah of hochech, tochiach, of giving tochach, of rebuking someone, reprimanding someone, because he's going to do it anyway. Well, do you know he's going to do it anyway? Even if you say it the right way? So that's a whole discussion. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. May dechsiv va'oz ve'ashem yichlu. What does it mean that those who abandon God will be wiped away? Someone who leaves the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is out. Rabbi Avo, nothing ben gavr legavr. Yet Rabbi Avo would leave ben gavr legavr. Never chas shalom during the actual Kriyas HaTorah, but ben gavr legavr he would leave. By Rav Papa, ben psuka lepsuka mahu. What about between the psukim? What does that mean, between the psukim? There's no time between the psukim. They used to have a turgamon, so there used to be time between the psukim. So teku, Gemara leaves that unresolved. Rav Sheshes mahadar ape v'gardis. Rav Sheshes would turn his face away and he would learn during Kriyas Torah. Amar anan bididan, vinu biditu. And he would say, well, I'm doing my thing. They're doing their thing. Tosfos raises the question, vim tomar ha'amrinim besota, ma'i dechsiv, u'kupischo amdu kol ha'am, kimin shenivtach sefer Torah, asru l'sapra afilu b'dvar halacha. How could Rav Sheshes learn during Kriyas Torah? Didn't we learn in Gemara in Sota that once the sefer Torah is open, you're not allowed to talk at all? Even in learning, you're not allowed to talk. Yeshlomer hasam eri b'kol ram, kedei shlo yivatu kol Kriyas Torah. The difference between talking out loud versus learning quietly to yourself. The later Tosfos quotes that Rav Alfus Kasadalachs, you can only learn during Kriyas HaTorah if there are 10 other people who are paying attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, which means you can never learn during Kriyas HaTorah. But if there aren't 10 people and they need you for the minyan of people listening, then you cannot. And over here, there must have been 10 other people. And plus, the Tosfos says a third possibility, maybe Rav Sheshes was different because he's a person that we call Taraso Umanaso. Taraso Umanaso means every last second is dedicated toward Talmud Torah, so someone like that just couldn't rip himself away from Talmud Torah. So the last point is, don't leave the Sefer Torah except Ben Gavra Legavra and maybe between the Psukim, except Rav Sheshes was allowed to learn for some reason. Sheshes was allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, next time we will discuss Shnayim Mikra v'Yachat Targum. That's the next little piece.